Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. I also want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping those nuggets to help you live a better life. Today, my guest, I have such a great, awesome guest for you. I can't wait for him to introduce him. This show is sponsored by Rashad Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Have Wills Will Clean. Let me just give you a brief overview about my guest, and then we'll get this broadcast rolling. His name is Herman Colvin. He was born in Hope, Arkansas. He was the only child because his dad died of a penicillin overdose. His mom became a teacher, and because her family said California paid better, both of them moved there. He went to Long Beach schools and also taught there for 33 years. His wife and him had two girls, but in 1999, his wife divorced him. So after 15 years of single life, God sent him his queen, Victoria. They've been married for 5 years. They attend Life and Light Church, and he's been a member for 21 years there, and Vicky's been a member for 6. Well, hello, Mr. Colvin. How are you this afternoon?
Wonderful. It's 10 a.m. in Southern California, and afternoon there.
Good. I always forget I have to realize where my guest is calling from, so good morning to you then. Listen, I know when we talked the other day, you talked about your ministry, so I definitely would like for you to tell my guests about that. But I have one question I have to ask you before we get into that. What has been the lowest point of your life, and how has it propelled you to where you are today?
The lowest part of my life was when my wife divorced me, and I wondered how in the world would I have enough money to get by. I was in the lowest point for a year. I went to a church. I walked in. I sat down. I listened to the message. I left. And then I met someone in a grocery store aisle in early 2000. It goes back a long ways. Yes. And he told me they were starting a new church. And I went to that new church. It was a beginning. And it wasn't the church. It's what's inside the church. And it was Jesus. Everything that was taught was Jesus. And moment by moment, step by step, day by day, I started getting closer and closer. A man named Steve Scomesa led me back to the Lord. Every Wednesday we went on bike rides, and I became, from where I was in the pit after my divorce, I feel I'm at the top of the mountain.
All right. I know how that feeling is. And so once you joined this new church, and how did you get into the ministry we talked about the other day?
Well, I have about 7 or 8 different stories that I'm going to tell today.
Okay.
When I was going to a church plant, that means a church will send out a pastor with a group of people. I found out that the church I was going to, Light and Life Belmont, was not the mother church. That was the term they used. I found out where the mother church was, went back there, participated in a women's tea by driving cars, valeting them, serving, and met a number of people. And I came in contact with the pastor's wife and another lady who was called the pastor of assimilation. And she could recognize people's, we'll call them talents, and to put them in the right spot. And I was offered this. I said, yes. Would you like to? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And I got involved in the church, and I became not only involved in doing things, but understanding what Jesus price he paid and his God had for my life. I started beginning to understand what his perfect will was in my life at 61. I'm now 79, and I'm still going strong.
Amen, amen, and amen. So what do you do in these ministries that God has blessed you to become a part of?
Well, one of them, I was at a public high school for 16 years. I literally served with 7 different teams. I was there, and it was amazing, the adventures and things that happened at that place. Then while I was there, I met a lady, and I became a facilitator for a club called the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We have it in California. It's in universities across the United States. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes, we have a site on school, and kids come in on Wednesday, and they hear the word of God and hear about Jesus. And I also have a series of cards. The Prayer of Jabez is a book written by Bruce Wilkinson, and I read a particular chapter, and got me started, and I go around finding people who need prayer requests, and I put it down, and I remember them, and I redo about 5 a day, and I tell them that they will not be forgotten. I met a man at a gym here in Leisure World, and he wrote a page about me in one of his devotional books. I make phone calls 6 days a week, 43 phone calls to men and women, encourage them from the books Jesus Calling, Jesus Always, from the Bible, from this message. And I also pray at the cross at my church. And I just have to give all thanks to Jesus Christ and Father God for changing my life, for last Wednesday meeting Linda Monroe, and would not be possible. I'm speaking to you on a flip phone that costs $23 a month. I can only talk on it. Were it not for Victoria B. Colvin, I would not be talking to you now.
Okay. She seems like she has definitely been a blessing to your life.
Just for 5 years, 2 months, and 4 days.
Yeah, like I told you the other day, you got it down packed to the second, huh?
I sure do.
Oh, that is so, so awesome. So when you met this lady, what talents did she say she saw in you?
Well, when I met her, she was going through a grieving process in her life. So not being forceful, I did not approach her later. I waited, and a couple of 3 months later, she agreed to have coffee with me. And as we began dating and going around, I was telling them all these stories that had taken place in my life at Long Beach Poly High School, home of Scholars and Champions, Long Beach, California. And we went places, and in gas stations, a man said, "Hi, Coach, how you doing?" She saw that places we went, restaurants, gas stations, places where people meet, I was recognized because God put me at this school for 16 years, and every story that I told her came true. And she saw it in me, and she has been a strong support for me in every single way that I do, at church, at Long Beach Poly, at the gym, in streets, and everywhere. It's fabulous.
I can imagine, because, you know, I was on a cruise with Miles Monroe, and he was saying that the graveyard is the richest place on earth because most people never reach their potentials on this earth. So I thought that was strange, but I wouldn't have thought about it. So it put me on a path, was like, I'm not going to be that one. I'm going to be as empty. Well, I'm professing that I'll live until Jesus come back. I'm not even touching death. I'm one of those special ones. That's what I've convinced myself about. So I'm going to work till he comes back here. I'll tell you that.
We are too.
Good, good. Because my friend was like, Linda, you don't hear anything about retirement in the Bible. So she was like, I'm working till Jesus come back too. So I thought that was, you know, because everybody worked to retire, but she was like, well, that's not biblical because it's not there, okay?
Yes.
So it's a blessing. So now what does Victoria do? Is she in the ministry with you as well, or she's doing her own gifts?
We go everywhere together, the grocery store, the post office, the bank, everywhere. And I usually tend to lead in this ministry of the prayer cards. I have in front of me an inch and a half thick, 3x4 cards stretching back from June 14th, 2018 till last Wednesday when I met Linda Monroe. She's there as a support. She always is participating in the talking with the people. If it's a woman, she's nearby. If it's a man, she's always there, and she's interested in praying with these people. She is a equal support right there with me in every way. I do phone calls during the week, and she isn't involved on that, but she has been involved in the ministry at Long Beach Poly by watching football games. She came to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. She came to wrestling matches. She is involved, as I said, with these prayer cards, and she is an equal partner in whatever we do because we do everything together.
Well, Herman, that's the way it's supposed to be, and you're such a blessing to have someone to work along beside you because, you know, you don't see that too often in this world. Everybody is on their own thing here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so now you do the prayer cards, and I have been lucky enough. I know you asked me what prayer requests I needed the night I was on the phone with you.
Yes.
But my niece just had a heart transplant, so I need for you to add her to my prayer list on that. It's been a couple of days now, so she did come through it, so I would love for you to add that to mine, that, you know, it's successful because she's still here, but you know how that is with a heart transplant.
Yes, her name is?
Her name is Tara.
Tara?
Uh-huh, T-A-R-A.
Good. It will be added on when I have time afterwards.
Okay, okay. And so it has just been such a blessing to have you come into my life as well because, you know, prayer changes things. And to
have believe me,
else praying for you is just such a blessing.
You know, this never would have happened if I hadn't have booked a wrong day returning back to Southern California from Springfield, Missouri. My wife pointed that out this morning. It wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have talked to you. I wouldn't have needed your help. You saved me $140 on airline seats last Wednesday.
Yes, I did. And it's, you know, this God placed me in this job. I had been unemployed for 3 years and, no, it was five. I had been unemployed for 5 years and
wow.
Went down to the unemployment office and they were like, American Airlines needs 100 agents right now. So it was like I put the application in, and before I could get home, they had already called me for an interview. So when I went to the interview, it was a slam dunk right there. And I've been working for American this June will be 17 years. So
wow.
It was definitely something God placed for me to do. And I think it's because I have an international in ministry that I have to birth. So therefore, I get to fly free for the rest of my life. And I can go wherever I want to in this world. So I'm very thankful for that as well. So most of my passengers, they really, really, you know, get a blessing when they're talking to me. Because I don't know if I told you the other day, the guy from Florida, I saved him. His ticket was $25 in that exchange. So he was like, Linda, the Holy Ghost really worked in you today.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay, well, is there anything else you would like to tell my listeners today, Herman?
Well, as I said, I spent 16 years at a public high school. I walked on campus. Nobody knew who I was. It was Long Beach Poly High School, Long Beach, California, mid-city. We sent more players to the National Football League than any high school in the USA. Players that played for the Baltimore Ravens, Denver Broncos, Philadelphia Eagles, Green Bay Packers, Las Vegas Raiders, Pittsburgh Steelers. So many different things happened during that time. Then I became the facilitator for about 9 years at Poly with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And we just grew and grew and grew, moved from a corner of a gym with seven people into an industrial arts classroom, into a teacher's classroom, into a football film room, and into a small gym. And we've had pastors, preachers, youth leaders, parents, someone with a story. A man named Josh Johnson brought speakers to me repeatedly. Athletes spoke, students spoke. It was biblical teaching, and one of the men always had the kids stand at the end and make a commitment to Jesus. Do you know about the prayer of Jabez?
Oh, yes. I have it right here on my wall. I pray it every morning that he
has the
my
book.
Territory.
I have the book by Ruth Wilkinson. I had a whole preparation here lined up to tell you about. It was the reason I started these cards, because of a story in his book. Did you ever read Bruce Wilkinson's book?
No, I have to get that. And it's the book of Jabez?
The Prayer of Jabez by Bruce Wilkinson. It's about 4x6. And it has so many stories in it. Do I have time to tell you one, or are we moving on?
You definitely
okay.
have time.
Let me tell you, here is the prayer of Jabez, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, that your hand would be upon me, you would keep me from evil, that I cause no pain or hardship." And God granted his request. But my wife and I have a devotional time in bed every day before we get out. And we change that story. I hope that's not bad.
Well,
"Oh, that you would bless us."
I said, "Well, let's hear it."
"Oh, that you would bless us indeed and enlarge our territory, that your hand would be upon us, you would keep us from evil, that we cause no pain or hardship." Don't tell my pastor. We added a little phrase, "to bring a laugh and smile to those around us." And God has granted. He is granting it right now on this radio show, and he will grant it in the future. And I have gone through and I have said, there's a story here of Bruce Wilkinson. What he did was he was on a ship that landed in the island of Patmos. Can I continue the story?
Yes, you can.
Good. The island of Patmos. And he was looking for what he called a Jabez appointment. And here's what happened. I'm reading from his book. Remember the first time I asked for one. It was a very surprising place, aboard a ship off the coast of Turkey. I was traveling alone, scouting a tour company that specialized in taking groups around the Mediterranean, following in the footsteps of the early church. We had enjoyed beautiful days aboard. There was plenty of time for me to work on various projects, but I was getting lonelier by the day. The morning we anchored at Patmos, the island where John wrote the book of Revelation, I hit the bottom. Instead of taking the guided tour, I walked around the streets, and I did this. I was on Patmos twice. I walked around the streets of the little port talking to the Lord. "Lord, I feel so homesick and weak. I prayed, but I want to be your servant. Even then, enlarge my borders in someone who needs me." Entering a small square, I took a table at an outdoor cafe and ordered a cup of coffee. A few minutes later, I heard a man's voice behind me. "You on the cruise ship?" I looked up to see a young man walking toward me. "Yes, I am," he said. "How about you?" He said he was an American living on the island, then asked if he could join me. His name was Terry. Within minutes, he was pouring out his story. As it turned out, his marriage was on the rocks. In fact, the day was the end. His wife had said she would be gone by evening. So we continued counseling him. I'm away from the book now. And encouraging him and what to do. And Terry left. And he stayed around. And he didn't come. And he was so discouraged. Well, there was the horn from the ship. And he had to get on the ship. So he was still lonely and frustrated because he was looking for Terry. Then the captain ordered that the last lines be thrown off. I walked to the back of the ship where the crew was busy throwing all the stern lines. And there, running toward us along the shore, came a young couple, hand in hand. When they got close enough to see me hanging over the edge of the rail, they started yelling, "It worked, it worked, we're together again."
Oh, my God, I am about to cry.
You got to read the book. Oh, I tell you.
I've got to read that book.
It is just a little book. It's a lot of it's marked in yellow. But I said, I can do that. So as I said, I have 119 cards. I think you're on card number 119. 1,387 people we have met, talked to, told them who we are. Can I tell them how I introduce myself?
Yes, I would love to hear it.
It's the way it goes. My name's Herm, E-R-M, highly energetic radical minister. We go to church, but that doesn't mean anything. We don't practice religion of some kind. We have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you will give me your name and a prayer request, I'll write it down. And 1,387 people have done that since June 14th, 2018.
Oh, Herman, that is so, so awesome. I mean, you can't deny that request.
No.
Right there, I tell you.
God planned that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And it's so awesome that, you know, you continue it. And what was inspiring about that, because my church is World Changes International with Dr. Cleflo Dollar, and that's what we say. We don't do religion. Okay, we have a personal relationship with God.
That's it.
And I think if the world could get that, we probably have the best world that you could ever live in. But they're just
That's
not
right.
getting it here, Roman.
If you have a moment, I'll tell you about a woman we met last Monday.
Okay.
We were walking through a place called Gum Grove Park. It's a park, but it's not a park. The trees are growing wild. The logs have fallen down. There's birds. There's doves. There's hummingbirds, there's butterflies, there's people running with their dog, there's people letting their dog run free, there's people walking their dog. And we kept walking down. We love nature. We live in a gated community, and every garden and flower bed is different. So we go down, we say, we're going to stop at that curb, see what we see, and head back to the car. Well, as we stopped, there was a young a short lady with a dog walking up, and I kind of hung back and started talking with her. Her name was Barbara. She was from Canada, and she and her husband, Steve, moved out here 20 years ago. And I started finding out, you know, 20 years, okay, maybe she's connected with a church. She had a very gentle voice. I listen for people in their tone of voice, their mannerism, their verbal attitude. And that's how God showed me who to approach. I said, do you attend a church? She said, no, I have my own religion. I just know how to be kind to people. But what bothers me is every single church religion that we know about says they're right. I said, well, Barbara, let me tell you something. I told her who I was. We don't practice religion. We have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And she did something that I said, Vicki, has any woman or man ever done that before? No. She came over, wrapped her arms around me and hugged me, and Vicki came in, and we had a three-person hug.
Oh, awesome. Oh, my God.
This happens everywhere.
I
made a
imagine.
List of all the places it happens here, but I don't know if I have time to list them, but it happens everywhere. 10 states and the District of Columbia, plus every place in between.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you have such an enticing voice. So, I mean, you have all the time you want if you want to tell us more stories, because I'm just getting excited just listening to you. And I know my listeners are being blessed as well.
Yes. I don't know if you want this. I would be willing to give my phone number if anyone wants to call me and talk, but that's up to you.
Well, no, that's up to you, and I was going to ask you that information when we came to the end of this broadcast, because I always, you know, want to be a blessing. I don't keep what God has blessed me with to myself. I spread it out, so I always, at the end, ask my listener if they would give their social media or, you know, what type of contact that you have that you can continue to be a blessing to the people that's listening to this broadcast. So if you want to tell us some more stories, if not, we can go ahead and end this. Which way you want to go?
Well, let me do this. We have a gym here in Leisure World. It's a gated community, about 9,600 people. We have a beautiful small library run by a beautiful attitude librarian and staff. We have clubhouses. We have breakfasts we go to support organizations that help people. We have a pool which has been under construction for way too long. And we go walking every morning. We have cocoa and coffee and a chocolate chip from a candy that we put in each other's mouth, and we have something else. And at the gym, I met a man. His name is Doug Kelly. He is an author. He has been involved in many, many, many businesses in his life. He is now an evangelist in either the Philippines or Indonesia, Mexico, Texas, and Montana. And he always is willing to listen to me. And he's given me a number of books, one about his life and number of different devotional books. Well, he gave me one time, and he wrote something here in the front of it. It says, "Dear Herm, I appreciate your unbridled enthusiasm for Jesus. God bless you. P.S. May 6th. I went, "Well, what's May 6th? So I turned to May 6th, and you know what it says? Herm, the praying dinosaur.
No. Oh, my God.
Can I read the devotion?
Yes.
I have a friend named Herm that I visit with at the gym. Herm is a few years older than me. He loves to talk about Jesus and people he is praying for. I have asked him if he gets email on Facebook. He says, no. Such technology is beyond him. He has gone from the age of Aquarius to the age of information. Technology, travel, and television have made the world smaller. We can communicate with family and friends almost any place in the world. What a thrill it is to be messaging, Skyping, FaceTuning, timing, Facebooking friends all over the world. I have no idea what that is. Many of our friends like Herm have resisted the changes and have hunkered in with today's technology to await the coming of the Lord. Amen. Others have embraced this new season and have begun to master cut and paste, Facebook, posting, texting, tweeting, and whatever is next. The finale. In the midst of this informational age and its fast-paced style of communication, we must be grateful for people like Herm. He might never master textbook or along Facebook, but he has discovered the greatest power ever known to mankind, the power of prayer, Matthew 6, 5 through 9. I feel blessed and highly favored that he would take a page in his book and devote it to me.
I can imagine. That is so, so awesome. It must be a blessing just to get up and know you going out to pray for other people.
Oh yes, I pray it across at our church since 2002, minus 1 year for COVID. I have met hundreds of people in my church, and they come to me because they know that I keep them in mind. I have 5x8 cards that I take to church, and I sit and write the names of all the people who I know, and I remember to pray for them because I know what they've gone through in the past and what they are going through. There's so many people in our church that are hurting. They are not financially fit, and it's a pleasure to do things like that.
Yeah, because I don't know if you heard this song, but B.B. Winans have a song, Laughter is Just Like a Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would just uplift your spirit. If you're down, if you listen to that song, it would just definitely uplift your spirit because laughter is just like a medicine.
Yes, it is. It sure is. That's why we say in our thing and bring a laugh and smile to those around us. In the prayer of Jabez that we say every morning.
Yeah, that's an awesome ritual to have because, you know, most people, like your friend in the book was saying, they get caught up in their life. They even forget to even thank Jesus for waking them up, you know, in the morning.
Oh, but we have a beautiful series of praises that we give him every morning, lying in bed. And Vicki has learned it. We go back and forth, talking and talking. It takes about 3 minutes to finish our devotion before we get out of bed and start our day.
Yeah, because, you know, you got to put God first, because without him, we are nothing. So that's a good thing to do, just pray and, as my pastor says, set the thermostat for the day.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Herman, I do want to thank you for taking out time to have this interview with me today. So could you give my listeners 3 nuggets that will help them live a better life?
There's a book that I read to my people. It's called Jesus Always by Sarah Young. And the 2 topics that she sits on most of all, which I apply to my life, God wants you to give thanks for what you have and what he's done for you. He wants you to have an attitude of gratitude. And I've felt in the last number of years, I have grown a closer relationship to him for thanking him for everything. My wife and I get in a car. We don't start the car. We pray, Lord, we're going to the grocery store. You're going to get us there. Help. Thank you, Lord, for getting us there. We say it in the parking lot. We get home. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the most important thing is trust. We say a prayer every morning. We believe the Bible. We have faith in it. We have hope he's coming again. We know he is because the Bible is true. But we trust every single word in that Bible. If you want to get filled with joy, go to the book of Psalms and start with 23. And start reading after that the Psalms that are written by David. They are so true. Give an attitude of gratitude to the Lord for every single thing you have. Your socks, your pants, your underwear, your shirt, what women wear underneath, the products for your hair, the comb, the lipstick, the chapstick, the glasses, the hearing aid. The glass of water that my wife just put on the table. You don't stop giving thanks. And my wife is equal at that. She'll stop somewhere and I'll forget to do something. Gratitude and trust. Keep thanking him for every single thing. And you say, Father God, thank you that I had that car crash. What? Who does that? You're trying to show me something. Every difficult time we go through, God planned it that way.
Exactly.
He is not, there aren't accidents except on planet Earth. God planned that accident or that fall. Or I hurt my hand. I had a carpal tunnel hand, and he gave me surgery. And the doctor said, well, I hope it comes back. You've got some nerve damage. I said, I've got something stronger than hope. He said, what is it? Prayer.
Amen.
I told him, may God's perfect will, I'm looking at my hand right now, may God's perfect will be done in the repair of my hand. The doctor says there's nerve damage, but I am going to pray for a miracle.
And he's going to grant it. We're going to agree in that right now in Jesus' name, because he says his word would never fail.
No. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So give our listeners your phone number, Herman, so they can get this prayer, because, you know, like I said, the Bible says prayer changes things.
Oh, yes. Believe me, I've got a hat over there, GAP, God Answers Prayer. And I wear it different places. I do not do any media, but I have a phone, and it's 562-607-4345. If you want me to repeat it, I will. If we don't have time, that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead and repeat it again for them.
562-607-4345. And the reason I do that is my pastor says that this world today suffers two things. It's too loud and it's too fast. That's why I've tried to talk fairly slowly this morning so people can grasp hold of what I'm saying.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. And Herman, I tell you, it was just God that brought you across that line this week at American Airlines. And he, you know, he always provides us what we need.
Yes, not what we want.
Right, exactly. But he knows exactly what we need.
That's
and
right.
And I think that's the issue with the world. They want what they want, but he's going to give you what you need.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yes, yes. Well, listen, you enjoy that pretty weather coming in California, and I'm so glad it's spring. I mean, it's getting to be summer here, because I don't like cold weather, so I was just telling my coach this morning, I've got to move to Florida. It's just something I've got to do, because I don't like the change of season. So
yes.
Pray for that for me, too, for me to get back to Florida.
Okay.
Where I can have that sunshine all year round. Okay?
Yes. I thank Father God that I planned the wrong day to return, because this would never have happened if I had planned it to come back the 27th rather than the 29th. And Linda Monroe, who's worked 17 years from American Airlines, changed my life.
And you've changed mine, too. We definitely will be friends forever, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'll have to come out there and meet you and Vicky.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, listening, broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart Life from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York talking about in and everything, and we're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. Again, I want to thank all of my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. And don't forget to go to lindamonroe.com. Order my book. I'll send you a gift. It's called Overcoming All Odds. And if you don't like to read, I will read it to you. It's in audio form as well. So until next week, God loves you and so do I. Be blessed. The best is yet to come. I will be talking to you again this time next week. Thank you, Herman. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. You and Vicky have a blessed day, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Linda. Thank you.
Bye,
Herman's
Vicky.
Been wanting to get his story out for so long, and you really helped him in this way, and he's just going to be so full of joy and excitement. Thank you so much.
Like I told him, it goes out to over 2 million. We're probably at 3 million by now. I'll have to ask my coach when I talk to him next week. But, you know, God brought this to me to have people like Herman over the phone, because we're living in a hopeless world right now. Everybody is
yes, we are.
In fear, And so this broadcast would really give them the hope that, you know, it's a better life.
Thank you.
All right. Y'all take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.